Now it works. Good morning, everyone. Tove Riding from the European Network on Debt and Development. And yes, first of all, thanks to all of the committee for taking up this important area of work, extractive industries. My question is relating to the discussion that's come up here about the ongoing process in the inclusive framework in relation to digitalization of the economy. And it's already been mentioned that the extractive industries might not be taken up under Pillar 1. In fact, in the latest document that just recently came out, the Unified Approach, it says that extractive industries are assumed not to be included in the scope of Pillar 1. Of course, Pillar 1 is the place where the discussion is about considering more fundamental reforms to the tax system and looking at alternatives to the arm's length principle, because it's been recognized that the arm's length principle and the existing transfer pricing rules are in some areas not working. So given that it is now the direction of the negotiations that extractive industries are out of the scope, there could be a risk that the political momentum we have right now for reforming the tax system in its essence is going to miss out on actually assessing whether extractive industries is one of those issues where the transfer pricing rules are not working. So for this committee, of course, my question is whether the current work is enough or whether there needs to be a space where there can be a discussion about whether the transfer pricing system is working for the extractive industries or maybe not. We know there are substantial problems. We know it is a sector where we have a lot of illicit financial flows from developing countries. And right now it's not getting taken up by the OECD and the inclusive framework. Of course, we don't yet know what Pillar 2 in the inclusive framework process will result in. But this is a different focus. This is about minimum level of taxation. And for extractive industries, it might be good to discuss whether there is a need for a more fundamental change of the rules. So while thanking the committee for the important work that's being done, my basic question is this enough? Or do we need a discussion about whether we actually need to change the fundamental rules in relation to extractive industries? Thank you.